NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hi, this is Nick from Tombs.
Hi, this is Dorian from Tombs.
And we're discussing our self-titled release for Long Player on Totally Wired. This band only started probably less than a year ago. And we'd been sort of talking about having a jam for a while and sort of finally did. And it seemed to be positive, so we sort of kept doing it. And sort of out of the initial jam, there were a couple of sort of riffs, and we kept developing those. And then we sort of noticed that it sounded good when we sang together. And since neither of us wanted to be sort of a main vocalist or anything, we sort of figured that was a good approach, because you could sort of divide the, sort of a division of labour type thing. And then we got asked to do a gig, so we thought we'd better come up with some of these words that we
needed.
By who? By your mate.
Who was it? Emily, our sister, opened for Street Gent.
Yeah.
Thanks, Emily.
Yeah, thanks, Emily. Then we had to finish writing them. So the first track is called Rats. That was probably the first song we learned together. I mean, when we'd sort of first been talking about this band, we'd both sort of decided we wanted to have some blast beats. And so that seemed like a good place to start. Lyrically speaking, the first part, there's a band called His Hero Is Gone, and they've got a song called Like Weeds. And there's a chorus from that, and the shadows have foes, and like weeds we will grow. And then there's a Godfrey song, You Breed Like Rats. And so it's sort of taking both those ideas, where it's a sort of there's an undercurrent. And so that was the first bit. And then the middle bit is sort of a paraphrase of a Martin Luther King quote, which is something along the lines of, the dominant faction will never give the oppressed faction liberty, they have to take it. But I mean, I guess sort of stylistically, the idea there again was to also sort of cut up the vocals so they'd be sort of overlaying each other. I'd do bits, Dorian would do bits, and they'd sort of crisscross.
Of course there's a lot of misery, but it is the same misery that is all around us. The birds don't sing, they just screech in pain.
So the second track is called The Triffids, and there's a John Wyndham book called The Triffids that came out in the 60s, and it's the sort of post-apocalyptic book where a guy wakes up in a hospital having been had an accident, and there's no one else around, and you know, disaster has befallen the earth. And we'd sort of been talking about that, and The Triffids is like an archetypical apocalypse story, like 28 Days Later, for example, is basically Day of the Triffids but with zombies. So the first verse is literally just read the Day of the Triffids. And then the next bit, well, Dorian wrote that.
Did we look at the synopsis or something on the internet?
So, yeah.
And then we just like stole some words that we liked and put them together? Isn't that how we did it? I can't remember.
Yeah, that's basically literally how we did it.
Fall down, the gates, yeah. Fall down, yeah.
Types of Dicks was originally called Things Dorian Might Say. One of the problems if you're writing lyrics that you think somebody else is going to sing is that you don't want to put words in their mouths, even though you kind of have to. Dorian would often have colourful descriptions of some of the patrons who had come into where she works.
Don't knock on me.
I don't know. It was just kind of a treatment of sort of things that she had threatened to do to them in my imagination. Probably maybe much worse than she'd actually do. So the fourth track, Dryson's Creek, this also used to have a different name. It used to be called Things You Might Find in a Bar. And it's sort of over the years I've heard various stories of people who work in hospitality finding sort of interesting bits and pieces while cleaning up after in cafes and bars. And, you know, from like a single shoe to an empty can of Woodstock bourbon and cola to bags of ketamine and stuff. So sort of just made that into a list and then just Dorian yelling to clean it up.
Why is it called Dryson's Creek? Nick?
Well, I think that was your idea, Dorian.
Yeah, but can you say it because I've got a sore throat?
So where Dorian works, there's a dude called Phil, and he does the cleaning. And so when I sort of first showed Dorian the words, she was like, I feel like I should be saying clean it up, Phil. Track is called Lower Hut, and it's about Lower Hut. It's sort of about two things. The first half of the song is about. There used to be a Valentine's on the main street in Petone.
It's not there anymore.
And it's kind of an ode to the Valentine's that used to be in Petone.
I guess because the window smashed in, and I was just thinking, like, why would you be that evil to smash in the window of Valentine's? So I was just trying to think about maybe a couple having a fight and then they smashed the window of Valentine's in Petone. They didn't, but maybe they did. Who knows?
Final track, the one called Juke, there's a scene in the book and obviously the film of American Psycho where he has this guy in his apartment and he starts talking about Phil Collins and sort of going on about how his early work in Genesis was too arty, but it wasn't until their 1980 album, the one called Juke, etc., etc. So basically we had the music first, and I've always found that scene particularly amusing because it's really... I mean, you know, it's incredibly violent, but it's the contrast between the banality of this guy's sort of passionate discussion of Phil Collins, and then he murders someone. So that song is basically an adaptation of those lyrics set to music.
That was Long Player. Thanks NZ On Air Music.